Thursday, friends. By now, we're all aware that we leave this immense data trail online, with clicking and shopping and all this stuff. And so with that in mind, Silicon Valley and folks there have come up with some algorithms that are able to track us. We all know that. But these algorithms have made it easier for retailers to do something that in economics we call price discrimination. So by using these algorithms, these retailers, they can see, and all the data that's out there that we leave behind on our own, they can see who among us is more budget conscious, who among us is a spendthrift, the types of goods we like. They can tell when we click on something, or did we click on it by mistake? Is this our regular shopping patterns or what? And by doing this, they are able to separate us so that we don't know what the other one's paying. And they're able to charge us different prices for the same good from the same retailer. And so this is something that businesses have wanted to do. But if you go into a brick and mortar store, there's going to be a price tag there. And you either pay or you don't. You know, period. That's it. There's no way for them to stop you at the door and say, would you be willing to pay a little? If I mark this down, would you pay for it? Would you buy it? No, they can't do that. So instead, but now with online shopping, they're able to do that. For instance, the study that I saw was about Amazon and pumpkin pie spice during the Christmas season. And what Amazon did, they tracked it, and then there were people buying the same container from the same seller, and some paid only $4.49, others paid $8.99. So they were definitely able to see who was willing to pay for that pumpkin pie spice. It's not just online. If you go to a vending machine and you see the digital price, you know they charge more for a soda if it's a hot day outside than they do for a soda if it's a colder day outside. So these algorithms have all kinds of applications and they're being used. Now, what do we do with this information? Well, probably nothing because it is what it is. But personally, I think it's good to be aware of how your data is being used and to be aware of when you click something online, it could have different effects than what you might expect. So tomorrow's Friday, y'all. Let's go use our common sense, online and otherwise.
To be free, I'm